Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Get the latest of Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. Browns going to Detroit. Chance to take on one of the best teams in the National Football League. A lot of folks think Lions are the team to beat in the NFC this year. I do. I think they're a Super Bowl team, and I think they have a chance to get there this year. And I hope they do. I think they're fun, and I think they're really good. I love the way they play. I love their offense and their defenses. Their defense is hungry, and I like the way they play. For the Browns to go there, Andy, and have any chance, I think there are some guys who have to step up. And I say the guy that came to mind for me is also the same guy that came to mind for you. And the thing about this guy in this situation, what's happened in the first three games, I don't think it's all his fault. And I don't think you can blame him and say he's not doing his job and that he's not playing well through his own reasons. But it's wide receiver Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't think it's all on Jerry. He's had a couple of drops. Yeah, we've seen that. But Jerry's a real solid NFL wide receiver. And just the way it's gone for him this year, man, it's been a really rough start. He's had 10 receptions on 21 targets in three games. So in other words, they're completing less than 50% of the hookups when Joe's throwing to Jerry. Now, some of that's on Joe. Some of that's on Jerry. Some of that might be on the offensive line. You know, maybe Joe's having to rush stuff. Some of it might be on play calling and scheme. But, man, when your top wide receiver, and there's no question Jerry's the Browns' top wide receiver, when your wide receiver has 10 catches on 21 targets, it's like, wow, that's not going to win you football games. And it's not. He's also trending in the wrong direction, because his yardage has gone down every game, and somehow against Green Bay, the offense was miserable, as we all know. But Jerry's performance, a big part of it. He had one catch for 17 yards on five targets. That's not going to get it done.
I'm going to go. I agree with you. It's Jerry Jeudy. He just has to hang on to the football. If he does, it changes everything. But it's not.
But he's got to. They got to get it to him where he can do something with it too.
And that's why I don't. This might sound trite or kind of easy, but it's got to be Joe Flacco if you want to look at it another way. But Joe has got, and Andrew brought it up, and you know, if you were at the game, you saw it too. And it, sometimes it's easier to see it if you're sitting in the stands. But there are receivers that are open, and he's not finding him. That flea flicker play was a disaster last week. It was a disaster, especially with there were multiple guys open on that play downfield. And I don't know if Joe felt like the pocket was collapsing too. Because when I went back, I was like, okay, is this flea flicker supposed to be a short yardage flea flicker, almost like it's a middle screen? At like that, I was like, oh, this would be an interesting call. But when you go back and watch that play, I think there were only two offensive linemen who were in front of him directly, and they were both off to the right. And then he got tackled to the left. So I thought it was an interesting call, but there were guys wide open down the field, and he missed them. I love Joe, but he has got to be able to find some of these receivers downfield. If they drop the pass, it's on them. But Joe's got to give those guys the opportunity to make a play. And so if you're asking me if there's someone else that has to step up, and it might sound trite because he's a quarterback and we know he's touching the ball on 50% of the plays, it's got to be Joe Flacco. It's got to be.
It's that combination, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the offense has been miserable. I mean, we can all look at Quinshon Judkins and think, hey, there's something there. And guess what? I think there is. But this offense has scored 16, 17, and 13 points in its first three games. I mean, goodness gracious, that's not going to get her done. Fred's in Maple Heights. Hey, Fred.
Hey, you know what? Hey. I was thinking the same thing. Like I was just explaining that. What I think it is that if you look at Flacco, he's throwing the ball downward, you know, down towards the dirt, man, which means the receivers, Jerry Jeudy, them, they got to go low and get it. You're sending them guys across the middle of the field to go down and get balls. And, I mean, guys I talked to that played the linebacker spot, I mean, that's a dangerous position to put your receiver in. And that's just what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he don't got the arm strength or to go down there. I know the pocket doesn't
Like, I'm not disagreeing with you. He does have the arm strength to do it, though. That's the thing. I mean, I don't think he has the legs to do it. I do think he has the arm to do it. So it's this big conundrum.
So then, yeah, then we're on the same thing. It's something that's stopping him. It might not be the arm strength. It might be, again, the legs. It might just be he's gotten older and he's not as mentally as sharp as he used to be. I mean, that happens to all of us. It's going to happen at some point. But you got to get that. It was happening with Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was dropping the ball, too. And if you think about some of them passes, they were because you were sending them guys across the middle down there to scoop a ball. You looking for a concussion. That's all I wanted to say.
Hmm. All right, Fred, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When you look at this team, it's hard. I think it's actually hard to come up with other guys and think, all right, who really needs to step it up? Because it's so clearly those two guys. You know, Joe's throwing a lot of passes, Andy. All right, well, if you're gonna call for your quarterback to throw a lot of passes, then you guys better hook up. I mean, that's your combination right there. You know, if that combination's not working, it brings up this question. Well, then why the you know what are you throwing the ball so much? Why are you doing that? Your number one quarterback right now and your number one wide receiver aren't connecting, and you're leading the league in pass attempts for a quarterback? I mean, that's silly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Run the football. But if Jerry can get one of those Jerry Jeudy games where he can bust out and get 150 yards, get 8-9 catches, and that's quite possible, then all of a sudden this might be a different-looking offense. You know, I like Cedric Tillman. I've always liked Cedric, and he's still a young guy coming around. And you look at the other wide receivers, Isaiah Bond, all right, our fingers are all crossed. I think the problem is, most of the other guys at the skill positions are young guys who we think, okay, well, we have to be patient there. You know, you still have to be patient with Harold Fannin, even though Harold's been terrific so far.
Yeah.
The running back, Samson and Judkins, okay, understand, got to be patient there. Jerome Ford's not getting the same opportunities because he's clearly behind Judkins.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get mad at him. Thrash isn't getting, you know, a huge opportunity yet. Bond isn't getting a huge opportunity yet, and he's only been here a month and a half or whatever it is. So, I mean, when you look at the offense and why it's struggling so much, It can be, I think, only four things: quarterback, top wide receiver, offensive line, and play calling. You know, some combination of all of that is why this team hasn't scored more than 17 points in a game this year.
Yeah, I'm looking through Flacco's spray charts as we were talking about this. I've been going through it the last couple of days, and it still is pretty amazing at how many times he has thrown the ball. He's thrown the ball 60 times under 20 yards. 60.
Yeah,
under 20.
That's dink and dunk from a guy who's got a big arm.
Yeah, and so from 1 to 10, he's thrown the ball 30 times with 20 completions, 66.7 percentage from 1 to 10. And that's pretty much what we've been watching him have the most success with. If you go to 11 to 20, he's also thrown it 30 times with 18 completions. It's about 60%, so it's a little bit more. But when you hit that 21 to 30 yard, he's averaging about, I'm just looking at it, he's only completed 14 of 30, and his completion percentage is 46.7. That's where it's got to grow. I mean, if you want him to step up, it's got to be 21 plus on some of these, and he's got to be able to find the receiver. I bet if you go back and look at that last run that he had when he was with the Browns the first time, that these numbers would be completely flipped and everything over 21. When they were putting more than 21 and they were scoring 30 points a game, he was throwing for 300 yards. I mean, that was where he was. Now, maybe it's just age that he's kind of, you know, regressing that way. But I just think I don't think he's seeing the field.
Will's in Olmsted Township. Hi, Will.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
You know, I'm really frustrated that people are blaming Joe Flacco for his quarterback performance, but it's up to the offensive line. You know, he's not given enough time to look at the field and make the good decisions.
Well, they are playing with 3 out of 5 normal tackles. So, I mean, the point is valid. The question is, you know, does he have the best offensive line in front of him? It's a mix. I'm not going to sit here and say it's all on Joe, but we need Joe to raise to another level to be able to beat teams like Detroit next week. At some point, this team has got to find a way to score 21 points in a game with the offense. Otherwise, it's going to be loser city for the rest of the year. They've got to start scoring more than 21 points. Every team in the NFL basically walks into the stadium and knows they're going to get to 21, except for the Browns.
Right. I know, but it's just so frustrating when we've known that our offensive line has been bad for several years, and he hasn't done anything to upgrade it. I mean, our defense is the best in the league, but what about the offense? You know, it's like they concentrated everything on the defense and not the offense.
Not necessarily. Quinshon Judkins, Harold Fannin. You tried to bring in Isaiah Bond. You signed late. You tried to bring in some guys, Dylan Sampson, on the offensive side of the ball. But I think we're seeing right now the investment in the defense has definitely paid off. If you're on hold, stick with us. We can get to your phone calls. Daryl Reiter is our Browns beat reporter. He's going to be joining us here in the 1 o'clock hour. Browns are going to Detroit. Guardians trying to finish off Detroit. It's a big week in Cleveland, isn't it? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.